Wake Up Call continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb for a Monday, and as we do every Monday with this segment, because we had a weekend filled with news, some good, some bad, and some dumb. We want to feel good as we start the week, so let's get the good of the day.
Let's do good, right?
Right.
All right, normally we don't talk about these guys, but I had to bring it up. Barstool Sports.
Yeah, Barstool Sports.
Did you see what happened over the weekend?
I did. I was so happy and proud of Dave Portnoy.
You know what? He did it for a good cause.
Yep.
Although, if you know Barstool and the NFL's history at all, there is definitely some underlining thing to this all. Obviously, just a quick backstory, the NFL and Dave Portnoy have not always seen eye to eye.
In fact, they banned him from the Super Bowl media stuff.
Well, I think, wasn't the last one he attended in Atlanta?
Yeah, he tried to get in. Remember, had the fake ID and everything?
Yep. Had the mustache.
Had the mustache and everything.
Walked around, was politely escorted out by like 18 security guards.
Exactly.
Well, you've heard us talk about it over and over again. The all-in challenge was going on. And Roger Goodell put up a nice little package. You could watch a game from the fan cave, which is his basement. And then attend a, then it was two tickets to a regular season game.
That's
like
right.
Any game you wanted or something like that. And obviously, you know, it was an auction. So people were just bidding and bidding and bidding. And lo and behold, Dave Portnoy threw all the cash into that one.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. That was his goal. His goal from the outset was to win that auction. And he did win that auction. Love that. I love it. So now what do you do if you're Goodell? You just kind of just go, you know what? Fine. You're coming over and you know what? I don't have to like it, but we'll chat and we'll have a good time and that's
it. Yeah. I mean, maybe they could hash problems that they have, misunderstandings that they have. You know, you know, if you don't know who Dave Portnoy is, he's from Boston. So he's a big Patriot fan, a big Tom Brady fan. And obviously there was a time period where Roger Goodell and the NFL did not see eye to eye with Tom Brady and the Patriots. And that's where I think all this animosity came from. So maybe now that Brady has moved on, maybe they can hash it all out.
Maybe they can.
You know, but I mean, Goodell has to go through with it, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But you know what? I'm surprised that he didn't have like some sort of person going, all right, listen, your job is to make sure Dave Portnoy does not win this auction under any circumstances. Like, I don't care what it costs me. I make $45 million a year. You keep betting. You keep making sure.
Don't worry about it. I got you.
I got it. You just make sure whatever it takes, you make sure Dave Portnoy does not get this. I don't care. However it works, is there a clock? Is there a ticking clock? Whatever it is, you make sure he does not win this. And we'll dump a fortune into this.
Because the only thing I didn't see what the winning bid was. Did you?
Yeah, no, I did not. Actually, it was my first thought when I saw the tweet. I thought when he tweeted the page that said, congratulations, you won. And I was hoping that there would be an amount on that. And I was like, well, maybe there isn't for some whatever logistical reason.
Now I'm a little disappointed in Goodell. Because it says here, Portnoy spent $250,000 to win.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
I thought that would be a million plus.
Easy.
I swear I thought that was a million plus.
Although I know Portnoy is a millionaire, you know, several times over.
Sure.
There would have been a cap for him, right? There has to be.
Oh, sure. Ridiculous.
I mean,
this.
Although he probably would have gone with all his money because he just figured like, you know, this one one blog will bring it all back. His financial advisor would have stepped in and said, you know what? You're cut off.
Yeah. You know,
but only $250,000. That's kind of dumb.
I know he made a lot of money, but at some point you're right. Everybody has a certain moment where they go, nah, I'm not going to do that. That's crazy. I mean, you ever see like when a billionaire, like you ever have a billionaire go, he donated $500 million to St. Jude's. Right?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they do it privately, but it's always like, oh, Bill Gates is donating $2 million, right? Like, it's never like, oh, he's donating a half a billion to some local charity or some national charity. Right. So, yeah. So it's the same thing. I would have bet everything. I would have bet my house and it was at least a million. But then again, what was the, how much competition was there? Was there enough people?
I don't know. I don't think there.
I got to think Dave Portnoy's got like there's a lot of people who wanted to see this. It was like, I'm staying out of this.
I think that's what would have been. I mean, as soon as you saw his name there.
Yeah. Like, he openly told people that he wanted this. And I'm sure there was a whole bunch of people that went, yeah, you know what? I want you to have it, too. So I'm not going to bid on that.
I just can't this be televised somehow, some way?
I know.
Does somebody come in there, you know, rogue security crew, just go in there, just set up a little nanny cam?
Yeah.
Just so we can see.
It's like when these talking heads on TV, like in like an MSNBC or Fox or whatever, and they go, they have like the political rival. They're going to interview the political rival. So whether it's like, I don't know, Sean Hannity interviews like some Democrat or Rachel Maddow interviews like Ted Cruz. You want to watch it because it's kind of cool.
I was going to say Jon Stewart with anyone from Fox News back in the day.
Sure, absolutely. That's even a better example. Yeah, that's even a better example.
You know, the two of them, I mean, and each of them had each other on their shows.
Yeah, because politicians spin crap. But Goodell and Dave Portnoy are in a room together where they can just talk. Yeah, I think it would be great. They should do that, actually. Because, again, if I'm Goodell, I go, you know what? Fine. He's not coming to kill me.
Right.
What's the worst that's going to happen? I may lose an argument, but I'm also going to stand my ground. And let's hash this out. He's a media titan. He's not some blogger that won this. He's got a whole empire. Yeah. He's a legitimate media empire guy.
And for Goodell, I mean, you know, he wakes up in the morning, he's still the NFL commissioner.
Absolutely.
It's not like he's going to lose his job over
Absolutely.
This. And, you know, you really, I mean, even though you might be dreading it, what is it, 4 hours, 5 hours tops? Yeah. 5 hours out of your week, out of your day, out of your month, out of your year?
No, I would totally do it.
But yeah, we need a camera.
Embrace. I think it's great. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is celebrity deaths.
I saw
this past weekend.
Absolutely.
Holy moly, man. Oh, everyone. My God. If you were if you're over the age of like 80, good luck. You're just over the 70, you're just dropping like flies. So the recap, and I'm not even hitting all of them. I'm just hitting the ones that I can remember off the top of my head. Little Richard passed away.
Yep.
Roy Horn passed away.
Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah. I mean, and that guy survived cancer and a tiger.
And a tiger attack, 2003. he survived a tiger attack. One of his own tigers went after his neck.
And the corona got him.
Yeah, corona got him.
And then just this morning, Jerry Stiller passed away.
Jerry Stiller passed away this morning. He was 92, but still.
Yeah, it's like when you get past 90, can you really be that sad?
No, I mean, there's people are like sadness, devastated, but he wasn't in the public light. He wasn't doing anything.
Yeah, he was retired.
You know, it's 92. That's a great life.
That is.
You can't live forever. But still, it's someone you're so associated with from both Seinfeld and King of Queens and some other things he's done. Plus, you know, Ben Stiller's dad and his long relationship with Ann Mira. I mean, he's got a lot of great, you know, things.
Well, Ann passed away in 2015, yep, so they're together again. So, I mean, that's, you look at that and say, you know what, that's happy. Another guy had passed away over the weekend. I don't know if you remember him, though. I'm just going to call him affectionately Double Rainbow Guy.
Oh, no, who's that?
This guy.
Whoa, that's a full rainbow all the way. Double rainbow. Oh my God. It's a double rainbow all the way. Whoa, that's so intense.
You don't remember this guy?
No.
This guy, we had a viral video in 2010.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
He died?
He passed away this weekend.
Corona or natural causes?
It doesn't say.
It doesn't say.
But he freaked. You can tell.
That sounds like me if I saw a double rainbow. I'd probably freak out, too.
This went on for 3 minutes. Shortly after.
Well, 3 minutes is a long time to be overly that excited. Unless you're on something.
I ended the clip because obviously we can't play 3 minutes of this.
Yeah. That's too bad.
But immediately after this, he started crying.
Oh, wow. Or weeping.
Yeah. I mean, but full on like sobbing.
Yeah, God, and you're right about celebrity deaths though, this weekend. That was crazy.
Yeah, it was just bizarre. I mean, I know there was others that I'm not touching on. But it was just so many. It just seemed like, you know, usually it happens in threes, and I think we had like five or six.
Yeah.
Now, I understand most of these guys are older, too.
Sure.
That older people, unfortunately, are going to start fading away.
Well, you know, Roy Horn was, I thought that was really sad. And I know they had stopped the show, and they were no longer performing since the Tiger Attack, because he was like paralyzed from it.
Yeah. They were done performing, right?
Yeah, they were done performing. But, you know, when I was in 2000, the Halloween of 2003, I kind of dressed up. I had like a vest. I found a vest and I wore that and I slicked my hair back. And I took my son's Tigger plush doll and I pinned it to my neck. And I went to a Halloween event as Roy from Siegfried and Roy. I won best costume.
Of course you did. I wore sick.
Had shiny shoes on. And I wore like, the best thing I could come up with was I wore like a white turtleneck shirt with like a black vest. It was the best thing I could come up with. I couldn't come up with anything flashier. But the Tigger pinned, like Bobby pinned to my neck, made the costume complete. And that was the same year that he got attacked. So I was the too soon guy. Like, I was like, was that too soon? Is this too soon? Just having a tiger just rip your neck off, you know?
I'm just picturing that in my head, man. That is, I would give you the little trophy that
people
you probably took home.
Loved it. I remember it, like, because I was working at a radio station with there was some. Yeah, you know, it was like some shock jocks that were on the FM side, and you know, it was a cool building. It was a cool cluster of fun, and I remember just like guys going, "Man, that's a great costume, man. That is a great." Like guys I didn't really see in the building very often, they're like, "Dude, that's a great costume." I'm like, yeah, you know, my little tiny sports brain came up with this bad boy. I was pretty proud of myself, but it was within like a couple of months, so I didn't know if it was appropriate. But I liked Siegfried and Roy. They're just true Las Vegas showmen.
Yeah.
And Little Richard, man. Little Richard.
I mean, I know he hasn't really done much in probably the last 20 years or something. But still, I mean, you know the songs.
Exactly. So. All right. Dumb of the day.
Dumb of the day was, I'm even sure who put this map out, where this map came from. But it was every state's favorite baseball team based on the team they tweet about the most.
Okay. Well, that doesn't seem like a good metric, but that's okay.
Right. Well, it's not a good metric because I'll just throw one out to you. Who do you think the most tweeted about team was in Minnesota?
The Twins.
Right. How about Texas?
I guess. I would say the Rangers because I think Houston was kind of a.
No, the Astros.
Was it the Astros?
Yeah, the Astros are the most tweeted team in Texas.
Okay, but is it Texas people tweeting about how fun it is,
see,
the Astros?
You're going to notice a pattern now, okay? What do you think the most tweeted team about in New York was?
The Astros.
The Astros. What do you think the most tweeted team about in Southern California was?
The Astros.
So,
okay, I get. Yeah, this is fun.
The most tweeted team in Louisiana, Oklahoma, Alaska.
Yeah, that's a bad metric.
Let's see. Yeah.
Good job, Houston. That's great. Good for you.
So, yeah, the Astros are, if you look at this, and judging by the numbers and popularity, the Astros are the most popular team in America.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that's not really that good of a...
No.
That's not a good map. That's funny. That's very funny. That's great. All right, that's the good, the bad, the dumb for a Monday on SB Nation Radio.